This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion, brought to you by our good friends at Klaus Financial. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Joining us this week, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas from Klaus Financial. Don't forget our telephone numbers, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our advisors, they'd love to answer them for you right now. You can, of course, always call the office as well at Klaus Financial. That number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or you can find them online at klausfinancial.com. When you get to that website, you can sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can sign up right there. Real easy to do. Listen to the show carefully. We'll have the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week coming up a little bit later in the program. Chance to win a $25 gift card for Ruby Tuesday Restaurant. As I mentioned, CJ and Malia joining us. How are you guys doing this week?
Great. How are you doing, Sean?
Doing well, CJ.
Good to see you, Sean.
Great to see you as well. And we're going to be doing some tips, talking about taking time to be careful as you plan your future retirement. This is applicable to most people, isn't it?
It is, yes. We wish more people would be careful. Unfortunately, we have some people come in, which this is okay. I'm not trying to, you know, say people shouldn't necessarily do this at all, but they come in last minute and they say, hey, I'm about to retire, and I don't think I have saved enough, but I want you to fix it for me. And I go, well, in order to fix a problem, we probably need some time to fix that. And if you're on the brink of retirement, it can be difficult to do. So I guess thing number one to be careful of is plan in advance. Figure out, you know, what are the ideal ages for me? When will I be Medicare eligible? What is the right age for me to draw Social Security? Do I have enough saved to pull out of my investments for the remainder of my life so that I don't run out of money? But so that would be kind of number one, is plan well in advance. Number two thing to be aware of is be careful with the market. So a lot of times people are used to their 401ks, their 403bs, 457s, and they've just kind of dumped it in there and they don't think about it and they have old plans all over the place. And then when it comes to retirement, they say, all right, I've heard that as I get closer to retirement, I need to back off my risk, which is true. But to them, backing off risk means they dump it into a money market IRA, right? Earning absolutely nothing. Or they leave it in the market until the market corrects. Then they suddenly freak out and they pull it all out at the bottom because they go, oh, I'm near retirement, I can't take on risk. So there's this kind of misnomer that's out there, which is when I get to retirement, I should be taking on no risk. Now, while Malia and I would love for you to be able to take on no risk and get a great rate of return for the rest of your life, unfortunately, to get a return above the guaranteed rates, which we call guaranteed risk-free rates, the 10-year U.S. Treasury. So to get a return above about 1.5% to 2% a year, you must take on principal risk. Let me repeat that. To get a return above the risk-free rate, which we define as a 10-year U.S. Treasury, you must take on principal risk. So because of that, even if you're in retirement, you need to be realistic about the fact that some measure of risk probably will need to remain in your portfolio to stave off inflation and the income that you need.
Our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial joining us, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have a question for CJ and Malia, they'd love to answer it for you. Don't forget the telephone number for the office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Let's talk a little bit about the benefits of planning as we're talking about being prepared and getting things together. Planning is important, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, by nature, we are financial planners. We sit down with people and it does come to fruition, but what we see is people do say, well, I'm 5 years away. What can I do now in my accounts to make sure that I have an ample amount to retire with? You know, 5 years is honestly not enough time either. Mm-hmm. Ideal situation, we're seeing people in their early 50s. Perhaps the kids are already done with college. Being able to sit down with them. Just yesterday, I had a couple where we're looking at how much are they forging into their retirement accounts? How much money are they just using for disposable income that could be better filtered into deferred types of retirement retirement accounts. So just getting a little smarter earlier really makes a big difference. And we talk a lot on this show about getting rid of your debt. Mm-hmm. Sooner the better.
Yes.
And I do hear people say, well, you know, I really wanted that boat. I really wanted that new car. But when we go out and factor out how much that really means for their future retirement, maybe not the best decision. So we just like people to say, give us a call as you are thinking about those big purchases. Run it by us and we'll tell you, you know, the good, bad, and ugly if it makes sense. So as much due diligence as you can do today will really, really pay off in the future.
Malia Cuevas, CJ Kloss joining us from Kloss Financial, online klossfinancial.com. If you have a question for them, they'd love to answer it for you right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Joining us now is Mike. Mike, welcome to Money in Motion. You're on with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial.
Yeah, hi there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Here's my question or comment, and I realize this doesn't apply to a lot of people. It just applies to me is kind of the way I look at it. Okay, I'm an older guy, past 60, and when people talk about dialing down risk and everything, I personally don't quite agree with that. And here's the way I handle it. In other words, for me, I believe in being in all stocks, 100% stocks, except I'm in 10 different asset classes, so I have a lot of diversification from international large cap and small cap to value stocks to REITs, et cetera, but a total of 10 asset classes. So I'm just curious if you folks think that's way, way too risky or if it's being mitigated by the fact that it's diversified quite a bit.
Yeah, great question, mm-hmm. Mike. And I would say, like we do many times, it depends. And I know people hate that response, but I'll at least qualify it a little bit. So Mike is correct in that, you know, if you just look at purely risk reward, your best investment over time is going to be stock. So over almost any 10, 12, 15 year time frame, notice I said almost, because not all, but over almost any 10 or 12 or 15 year time frame, buying diversified stocks is going to be better than mm-hmm. trying to buy just about anything out there in the marketplace. So certainly from that standpoint, on a total return basis, that can make some sense. However, when it comes to distribution planning, Mike, and this is where kind of our expertise comes in as retirement planners, you'd actually be surprised that that same rule for a what we'll call a dormant portfolio, something that you don't touch over a decade, that same rule of just buy stocks and leave it alone, does not apply when it gets into the distribution phase or the income phase, whereby when you need to actually pull money out of that portfolio, so you're not contributing, but you're actually distributing from that portfolio, now the extreme volatility of stocks that benefited you when you were saving or leaving it dormant no longer applies. It actually hurts you. So my comment would be it depends on how much income you're needing out of that portfolio. It depends on what your goals are in the long run with that portfolio. But again, when you're in retirement needing money out, that's where that, you know, just stay really aggressive and let it ride can sometimes hurt you.
Great question, Mike. Don't forget, if you have a question, you can give us a call right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. We'll talk with our retirement planning professionals next from Kloss Financial on RMD. We'll also take more of your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637, 442-5637. You can find them online as well at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Joined this week by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, answering your questions. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. As a matter of fact, we'll go right to the phones, and Kara joins us. Kara, welcome to the program. You are on with Malia and CJ from Kloss Financial.
Yes, hi. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm curious to know your thoughts about this low interest rate environment and the decline of income that's coming to seniors who are on, you know, fixed asset bases, generally fixed, and we're relying on fixed income interest or bond interest. What are you doing to respond to their need for stable income and you know, not being able to take a whole lot of risk?
Oh, gosh, Kara, wonderful question. My goodness. That is a challenge. So, Kara, I hope everybody's listening out there. Kara is hitting on a pretty critical topic here, which is a lot of times seniors have relied on, you know, whether it be CD interest or bond interest, which used to be, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6%, depending upon the product that you owned. And that was pretty stable, pretty low risk. And yet nowadays, you know, not only are the interest rates really low, but you're also at risk of locking up your money at a low interest rate when interest rates are going to start rising, which, if you understand bonds, can actually hurt the principal value. So really challenging. To answer your question, Kara, it depends. Gosh, I feel like I say this all the time. It depends on how much income they need, how much risk tolerance they have, what their goals are. So there are plenty of circumstances where Malia and I will look at people and say, hey, even though interest rates are low, we can still, you know, build a portfolio of diversified fixed income, kind of laddered fixed income, and get you, you know, 2% a year, which I know sounds crazy low, but that again might meet somebody's needs. In other cases, they're looking and saying, no, I need to try to hit my 4 to 5% averages in retirement. And that's when, again, that component of taking on principal risk in a more significant way can come into play. But again, it's this balance between what are your goals and needs versus what can you tolerate? And so wonderful question, Kara. And I don't have a simple answer for that. I can just say that is something we are constantly evaluating with our clients.
Kara, thank you so much. Thanks for the call. And if you have a question for CJ or Malia, they'd love to answer it for you right now. 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. This is Money in Motion, brought to you by Klaus Financial. Let's get right back to the phones. We go now to Bonnie. Bonnie, you've got a question about being in that sandwich generation. Welcome to the program. You're on with CJ and Malia.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Yes, the previous caller describes my parents' financial planning to a T, but obviously I have an elderly mother now whom I'm becoming the caretaker to because I'm the last one here, but I also have a large family and my husband and I don't have a lot stored away for our nest egg. So my mother has a very low risk tolerance and her monthly income is very sufficient at this point from pensions and retirement. She also has a large savings, and I don't think she realizes how well she and my father set her up for her last years, which could be a few, could be 20 based on our family. But we also have children going off to college. So I am trying to figure out how to maintain our high ability to receive financial aid due to a large family of children while my mother may or may not have a good place to put her money. Where would you suggest as a three-generation family we support each other?
Great question. Man, these questions are so ripe. Thank you so much, Bonnie. Another thing that we do in our office, and actually this has happened quite a bit just in the last 6 months, is we do quite a bit of planning with parents and children. Now, in this case, I'm, you know, you're the child, Bonnie, meaning that effectively, in many cases, this kind of baby boomer generation, or even the generation before the baby boomers, did such a good job of saving because they came off the Great Depression and they're so fearful of running out of money. They did such a good job saving that many times their portfolio is just sitting there. And so the next generation is looking and going, all right, how does that interact as part of, a family financial plan? And so we have probably half a dozen, just in the last 6 months, half a dozen parents and children that we'll work with to try to address exactly your questions. More or less, who is this money actually for? Right? Who is it meant to support? Now, many times people say, well, it's of course meant to primarily support, you know, mom and dad, but it's also as a backup to us. And so we start kind of getting into this area where if there can be a little bit of tolerance of risk for the next generation and for the original generation, you can slowly morph the allocation to get greater rates of return over time. But to answer your question directly, Bonnie, I can't say specifically what we would invest in because I don't know your exact situation. It varies based on everybody's situations and goals. But again, being a retirement planning firm, we are very risk averse. So if anything, we're normally criticized for being too conservative, not too aggressive. So we'd have to sit down with you and evaluate it. But really great question.
Bonnie, you got a pen handy, by the way?
I do. Thank you.
If you could, just give them a call again. It's that first consultation doesn't cost you anything. The number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637.
All right.
Perfect.
5637. Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie. And that frees open a line for you right now at 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. If you have any questions for CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, the number, 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. Had some fantastic calls so far today. Let's talk a little bit about, that required minimum distribution in the certain ages that the IRS basically says, you've got to start taking some money out of here.
Well, you know, this brings up a good topic, and it's something we talk about quite often on this show, actually. So if you're a regular listener, you're saying, well, yeah, I already know about RMDs because I'm getting close to taking mine. What's interesting is that it's not really until we're all approaching that age that we really listen to this information and we go, oh, it really does affect me and my parents, just like we heard from the last caller, kind of making that settle into our own life. So, first of all, right off the top, nobody likes to be told to do anything. And when the IRS tells us to do something, which is at 70 and a half, all of that pre-tax money you have squirreled away, they would like to start receiving their money. In other words, you didn't pay tax as the money went in. It's been growing tax deferred. But as it comes out, the IRS would like their share. And for many folks, it's already been coming out. They've needed their income that they put away in their retirement savings. For others, they haven't needed it. And at 70 and a half, after a person's reached that birth date, they do need to take out a minimum distribution. And it's based on the December 31st balance of all their pre-tax accounts from the year before. And this slowly increases every year that they get older. The percentage slightly goes up. And what normally is done, and like with our firm, is we'll help people make sure they don't take out that they take out the minimum needed. They can always take out more, but at least the minimum needed. And the reason we're so careful with that is because the IRS also says that if you don't take out the minimum needed, we will penalize you 50% of what you should have taken out. So someone's supposed to take out $10,000 this year. Oh my goodness, we missed that. That's a 50% penalty, $5,000. So again, very, very careful planning to make sure that money's coming out. We don't want to miss that for people.
And we're going to talk a little bit about Roth IRAs, 401ks versus some of those traditional IRAs, 401ks. We'll do all of that next with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss from Kloss Financial. And of course, take your call at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can call the office at 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have a question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, you can call right now, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have a question, you can call right now, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com, and the telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. This week, a $25 gift card for Ruby Tuesday on the line. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Continuing our conversation, though, about things that happen after age 70 and a half and some of the things you got to think about as far as removing money from accounts. And let's talk a little bit about the differences between the Roth and the traditional IRAs and 401ks.
Well, so Malia was just mentioning there that that a lot of us don't think about required minimum distributions, which, again, don't kick on until 70 and a half generally, until we get close to that age. But here would be a couple reasons why we would tell you don't think that way. Number one is because if you inherit a pre-tax retirement account, whether that be through a pre-tax 401k or through a pre-tax IRA, regardless of your age, you will start having a required minimum distribution. This might be news to some people, but when you inherit, and I should back up, that's assuming you don't cash it out, okay?
It assumes you're inheriting too.
Correct.
Okay?
It assumes
so
you're
a lot
inheriting.
Of us out there don't
but
have that.
But let's say you're 30 years old and you inherit, you know, $50,000 from your grandparents and it's in an IRA, pre-tax IRA format. You retitle it into a beneficiary IRA, which would be the smart thing to do, you still have to start paying a required minimum distribution. Now, it's based on your life expectancy, which, of course, since you're 30, is a much lower divisor or rate than somebody who's 70 and a half. So, meaning the distribution is very small as a percentage of the total. But, you know, there would be a place that you'd have to start thinking about RMDs at a very young age. Mm-hmm. Here would be the second reason to start thinking about it before you reach 70 and a half. Because for those people who are not going to need that money for income, which, you know, praise God, there's some people that that have that ability, that they get to 70 and a half, they go, no, I don't really need that money. Well, it would be wise for you to consider doing Roth conversions then before you get there, okay? Because a Roth conversion is kind of a decision that you can make today, let's say you're 65, to convert that money to a Roth IRA, and you say, well, why would I do that? Because now that Roth IRA grows tax-free, and there is no required distribution assessed to Roth IRAs. So, and now people go, oh, am I saving tax by this? No, you're going to pay tax on the Roth conversion just like you would pay tax on the required distribution. But the key there is you decide when, you decide how much, instead of having it forced on you. And I had one guy say to me, he goes, I will not need my money at 70 and a half. He goes, but I'm not doing Roth conversions because I don't want to have to pay tax until I need to. And I said, fair enough, John. I just hope you're ready to have the government tell you how much tax you're going to have to pay. And he finally obviously came around, but I would rather make my own decision than have the IRS force me to make that decision.
And great information as always. He's CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Of course, they bring you Money in Motion every Thursday right here on 1310 WIBA. Of course, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can, of course, always pick up the phone, give them a call. Again, if you want to learn a little bit more, have that first sit down. It doesn't cost you a thing. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number because it is now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office at 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for Ruby Tuesday Restaurant. This week's Kloss Quiz question is this. What percentage is the penalty for a missed required minimum distribution? Telephone number 442-5637. It's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a great week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investicorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.